弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
时间过好快，一个月又快过去，又过去了。
Time flies. A month will be end soon.
啊，早晨我们唱这首诗歌啊，实在是因着里头有一个负担。
When we sing this song, we truly have a burden.
啊，因为在几个礼拜前，在台湾有一次的远东侍奉特会。
A couple of weeks ago in Taiwan, they have a Far East Conference.
神实在是借着这一次的特会，向他所爱的教会说了非常宝贵的话语。
God spoke preciously to His.
而这一次特会的主题。乃是这就是做神的工。
And the topic of this conference is, this is the work of the Lord.
就像我们刚刚所唱这首诗歌，讲到我们在神面前的祷告是求主复兴他的工作。
Like the song we just sang, it is we ask the Lord to revive His church, His works.
所以早晨愿意带这个负担和弟兄姊妹来交通，来认识明白什么是神的工。
And then with this burden in my heart, I would like to fellowship with you. What is the work of God?
当然，早晨的交通不是要取代了这次特会弟兄们所释放的信息。
And my sharing is not to replace the information from the conference.
啊，因为那是不
message,
因为那是不可能的。
That's impossible.
弟兄们所释放的信息实在是太丰富。
The message they release is really abundance.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹都能够到网上去。好好的听神借着灵长弟兄们所释放的那些信息。
And I would like you to listen to the message online.
我相信兄已经给大家都发了 email 了。
I believe a brother Fu already sent you.
或许有些弟兄姐妹已经听了。
And maybe you have heard it already.
今天盼望能够把那样的一个负担呢带到我们每一个蒙恩的神儿女们身上。
I hope each of us have such burden.
叫我们能够在我们每天的生活当中。
Through our daily life.
我们能够做神的工。
We will do the works of God.
请我们先一同来读几处神的话语。
Let's read some scriptures.
请我们先翻到约翰福音。
Book of John.
约翰福音第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们第一处的经文是在约翰福音第六章28、29两节。
John chapter 6, verse 28-29.
就是主耶稣和众人的对话。
This is a conversation, Lord, with the multitude.
众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做工。
Then they ask him, what must do to do the works of God? God requires, Jesus answered, the work of God is this,to believe in the one he has sent.
请我们再翻到哥罗西书。
Book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
我们读第十八节。
Verse 18.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
这里的他就是神的爱子，我们主耶稣基督。
He here refers to God's beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
请我们再翻到以弗所书。
In the book of Ephesians.
以弗所先读第一章，我们先读第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
要照所来的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
As a plan for the fulfill of the time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth.
我们再读第二十三节。
Verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
好，我们接下来要读哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章，我们先从第七节读到第十一节。
First of all, verse 7 to 11.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致死；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Christ.So that the life of Christ may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body.
我们再读第十和第十七两节。
Verse 16 to 17.
所以我们不丧胆，外虽然毁坏，内心却一天似一天。我们这至战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
我们最后一处要读旧约的小先知书撒加利亚，撒加利亚书。
The minor prophet Zechariah.
撒加利亚书第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们要读第六节
Verse 6
撒加利亚书第四章第六节他对我说这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的万军之耶和华说不是倚靠势力不是倚靠才能乃是倚靠我的灵方能成事
So he said to me This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel Not by might nor by power But by my spirit says the Lord Almighty
好，那我们一起再祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你对我们说的话。
Lord, we thank you for the words you speak to us.
主，是的，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠你的灵方能成事。
Oh yes, Lord, indeed, not by might or nor by power, but by thy spirit.
主，因此我们仰望早晨你的灵在与我们同在。
So look upon you to ask your presence.
主，成就你所喜悦的事。
And to accomplish things that please you.
主，叫我们能够明白你在我们身上的工作。
So that we will understand the works that you have on us.
好，叫我们能够在地上的日子与你同工。
So that we can co-work with you while we're living on earth.
主，是的，在这最末了的时候。
Yes, in the end of the day.
主，愿你复兴你自己的工作。
May you revive your own works.
主，我们也深信你必能够做成你的工作。
We believe that you will do this.
叫颂赞荣耀更多的归给你。
We give you more glory and power and honor.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the victorious name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
再说一次感谢主借着台湾这一次的侍奉特会真是向他的教会说了宝贵的话。
And again, I will, thank the Lord and then through this Far East Conference, he again and spoke to his church.
当我在过去几周里头反复的回想主在这次特会中所说的话。
In the past few weeks, I meditate what Lord spoke to his church.
其中有一件事情叫我在神面前特别感恩。
And then one thing I really thankful for the Lord.
就是每一位神的儿女我们都是有君尊的祭司
And each of us we are the royal priesthood
我们每一位蒙神所拯救的我们都能够侍奉神
And all of us who are saved by his grace we can serve him
我们也都应该做神的工
And then we should do the work of God
我们知道在第一世纪末了的时候
We know at the end of the first century
在神的教会里头就出现了一个不正常的
At the God's church, there is something it's abnormal.
就是有所谓尼哥拉党行为 和教训。
And there's the teaching and the works of Nicolaitans.
这尼格拉党的行为和教训是什么呢？
What is the teaching and the works of Nicolaitans?
他主要就是把神的儿女们分成不同的等级。
And he classified God's children, God's people.
也就是在过去将近两千年的教会历史当中，我们看见所谓的圣品阶级。
It is in the past almost 2,000 years history we see this clergyman class.
直到今天，这样的一个观念仍然影响着神的教会。
Until today, this kind of concept still influenced had an impact on church.
但是我为着我们能够在这里这样单纯的来侍奉我们的神，感谢神。
But we thank the Lord that we, the church over here, and we have simply just come to serve Him.
当我们来到主的饼杯面前
，When we come to His table,
每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女
，Each of us
能够在那里把敬拜赞美来献给神
，And we can give our thanks and praises to Him.
我们尽我们祭司的职分
，And we fulfill the duty as a priest.
不仅如此。
Not only this,
我们每个人都能够来做神的工
，and we all can do the work of God.
这实在是神极大的保守和怜悯。
This is God's mercy, and then He keeps us.
叫我们今天能够在这个真理的光中，我们来跟随神。
So we can follow the Lord in the true light.
想到我们在这样一起擘饼纪念主的时候
，when I think of we come to the communion service，
我相信我们心里头实在是有一个感觉。
And then we all feel，
我们有好多的话，好多的感谢，想要对主说。
We have so many to thank Him，
但是似乎时间好像不够用。
It seems time is limited，
这是非常可惜的一件事。
Yeah， so unfortunate。
我就想到最近跟一位在中国上海聚会的一位弟兄有点交通。
And then recently had a fellowship with a brother who go to church in
San. 弟兄就跟我分享到他所在这个聚会一个小小的聚会主所做的。
And he fellowship with me the Lord at that small gathering.
他们这个聚会呢，小小的聚会呢，就十几个人。
It's only over 10 people.
他们过去这几年啊，虽然也没有人在那里能够。把主的话语供应神的儿女。
And then even recently there is not many people can teach them.
但非常稀奇的事情，这个聚会呢，就仍然在那里聚。
Amazingly, the gathering is continued.
有些时候他们查经的时候啊，半个小时啊，没有人讲话的。
And then even times at our Bible study, in half an hour, no one talked.
但弟兄姐妹他们还愿意来。
But brothers and sisters, they're still willing to go.
有的是要搭地铁再转车一个多小时来参加这样的聚会。
And some of them will take them over an hour, have to take subway and bus.
在过去几年里头，当我知道这样的情形，我就觉得非常稀奇。
And then in the past few years, when I know this, it amazed me.
这样的聚会，弟兄姐妹还来。
And then even such gathering, the brothers and sisters are willing to go.
不晓得弟兄姐妹，你们如果是这样，你们还参不参加这样的聚会
？I don't know if you will go such a gathering.
但我们这是主的工作。
But we see the work of God.
是主保守了他的儿女。
It's God keeps His children.
是主的同在那里吸引着神的儿女。
It is because God's presence draws His children near to Him.
为什么我说这个聚会是神自己特别保守下来的呢
？And then why do I say this is God kept this gathering？
我们看见在差不多半年多前的时候
，And then six months ago，
弟兄姐妹就开始。每个主日他们来擘饼纪念主。
And then they start have the table meeting.
就像我们这样子擘饼纪念。
Like our table meeting.
那刚开始呢这个带领的弟兄啊信心比较小。
At the beginning, the lead brother has a little faith.
他想说就十几个人嘛擘饼的时间半个小时应该就够了。
And then he said we only have more than 10 people, probably it's just take us half an hour.
就他们就开始就安排了半个小时大家擘饼纪念主。
So they arranged an hour for the communion service.
结果没过多久。
And then later,
姐妹满心的在那里感谢赞美话说不完。
And the brothers and sisters has full of thanksgiving to the Lord and they can finish in half an hour.
有的弟兄姐妹呢不止一次的感谢赞美他多次感谢赞美。
And then some brothers and sisters they're not thanked once but more.
好多话要对主说。
Have so many to talk to the Lord.
结果没多久，半个小时就不够了。
And then half an hour is not enough.
他们就延长变成45分钟。
And then they postpone to 45 minutes.
结果呢，
45分钟，哎呀，大家还是在那里，就是等候赞美我们的主。
And then they still waiting to praise more.
就没多久发现45分钟又不够了。
And the 45 minutes is not enough.
就十几位弟兄姐妹，他们就把擘饼的时间就变成是一个小时。
And then it will extend it to a whole hour.
他们在那里尽他们祭司的职分，在那里敬拜赞美神。
And they fulfill their duty as a priest and to
Lord.
The brother told me,
虽然他们聚会还是神,
even though still just more than 10 people,
但他们擘饼聚会的时间常常超过一个小时。
But their communion service is more than 1 hour.
姐妹，我们看见这就是神的儿女能够在神的面前尽他们的功用。
This is called the God's children. They do their work.
每一位都是有君尊的祭司。
We all are the royal priesthood.
每一位都能够侍奉神。
We all can serve our God.
每一位都能够做神的工。
We all can do the work of God.
所以我们刚刚读到约翰福音的经文，在那里我们看见主与众人的一个对话。
And when we read the book of John, we see the conversation between Lord and the multitude.
在众人的心思里头，他们问主耶稣这样的一个问题。
In people's heart, they ask Lord a question.
他问说，什么才是做神的工呢？
What we must do to do the works on?
这里他原文的意思乃是说，这样呢，我们怎么样行什么才是做神许多的工作
？And then they ask, and what we must do to do the works of God requires?
在我们人的心思里头，神的工作似乎是许许多多的。
It seems in our heart we think there's a lot of works of God.
事实上，从约翰福音我们也看见。当主在地上的时候，他实在是做了许多的工作。
In John, we see that Lord did many things.
在末了的时候，使徒约翰也告诉我们说，就是把主所做的这些事情，如果通通记下来的话，他说这个世界都容纳不下。
And at the end of John, and John says, if we record everything that the Lord did, and then this whole world will cannot contain more things.
我们看见，就是我们的主在地上的时候，他实在是也行了，做了许多的。工作。
Yes, we see indeed our Lord did many works.
但是在这里，主回答众人这个问题的时候，他告诉他们说，信神所差来的，这就是做人的那一个工作。
But the Lord answered them, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
这里主所说的那个神的工作呢，乃是单数的。
Here the work is a singular.
所以让我们看见一件事情，虽然我们的主在地上做了许多的事情。
Even though Lord did many things.
但是他告诉我们，让我们看见神的工作只有一个。
But he led us to see there's only one work of God.
他说，就是信神所差来的。
It is to believe that he has sent.
这对我们人啊，我们心思里头实在是没有办法能够转过来。
We don't understand this.
当我们想到做神的工作，
When we think of to do the work of God,
我们第一就想到传福音。
And first of all, we think to share gospel.
当然，我们也想到我们还要带查经。
Of course, we have to lead Bible study.
那我们还要有退休会。
And we have a retreat.
我们还要探望，还要关怀弟兄姐妹。
We have to visit and care our brothers and sisters.
我们自然也和当时的众人一样的心思想到，哎呀，神的工作有许许多多不同的。
We will think the same way that people and say we there is a difference.
那在那里，为什么主回答人说，也是主告诉我们说，神的工作只有一个。
But why Lord answered them and answered us? Why there is only one work of God?
这也让我们看见主所说的话，乃是把我们带到神永远的心意里头。
And then here we understand that Lord lead us into the heart desire of God.
就是说，神在。从前他在创造里头，他虽然做了许多工作。
Even though God did many works in His creation.
当主来到地上的时候，在他许多恢复的时候，恢复了神的旨意的时候，他也做了许多的工作。
And then the Lord did many works when He restored all things.
但这一切神所做的事
，But all that God did
都是为着神的那一个永远的心意
，is for one eternal purpose，
就是要按照的所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
It's to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth on Christ。
从这里我们就能够明白 主所说的这一句话。
And then from here we understand the sentence Lord just said.
信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。
To believe the one He sent, this is the work of God.
也就是说，我们所有一切所做的
，It is all we do.
都是根据神的这一个旨意。
It is a calling to this purpose.
也是为了这个旨意而做。
It is for this purpose.
所以早晨我就愿意啊，从三个方面叫我们能够来理解什么叫做信他所差来的，这就是做神的工。
And then this morning I would like to share in three aspects. And what is to believe the one that he has sent. This is the work of God.
这三方面的原则呢，乃是根据神的那一个永远的心意。
The principle of these three aspects is according to that one purpose.
第一，就是神的儿子在凡事上居首位。
First of all, Son of God needs to be in first place in everything.
第二，就是万有在来彰显神的儿子。
And second is everything is manifested the Lord of God.
当然，万有也包括你我身上，神要从我们身上怎么样来彰显他的儿子。
Of course, everything we are included. That means we need manifest the Son of God.
第三个，神工作的原则乃是这一切所要做的乃是要依靠圣灵。
And then thirdly,All things that we do is on the principle of we have to do it by the Holy Spirit.
也就是撒迦利亚书那里所说的，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
This is what Zechariah said: is not by might nor by power; it is by the Spirit.
好，所以第一方面的原则说到基督要在凡事上居首位。
First of all, since Christ need be in first place in everything.
弟兄姐妹，这句话我们常常说。
We often say this.
我们都说基督要在凡事上居首位。
We all say Christ need be in first place in everything.
这不是基督徒的一句口号而已。
Not a slogan of Christian.
这也不是一个抽象的一个概念。
This is not a concept of an abstract.
基督在凡事上居首位，应该是我们基督徒生活当中非常真实的经历。
And Christ to be our priority is our reality.
记得有一次，当主耶稣带着他三个啊他所爱的门徒上到高山。
And then there's one time Lord take three his disciples went to a mountain.
在那里突然间他的荣耀显现出来。
And then he transfigured.
所以在那里突然间呢，他们说话的时候有一朵光明的云彩来遮盖他们。
When they talk, there is a glorious cloud cover them.
那从这云彩里头有声音对他们说。
There is a voice from the cloud.
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
This is my beloved son, in whom I well pleased. You listen to him.
我们知道这就是父神从里头向门徒们所说的话。
We know this is the Godfather.In glory, speak to the disciples.
他喜悦他的爱子。
And he is well pleased in his son.
他要我们听他的。
And he wants us to listen to him.
我觉得这个可以啊，我们可以用这个呢，作为我们如何让基督在凡事上居首位的一条实行的路。
And this can be a way for us to let Christ to be a priority in our life.
就是我们要听从我们的主。
That is, we need to listen to our Lord.
借着听从他呢，让基督在凡事上来居首位。
And through listen to him and let him to be the first place in everything.
所以我们知道，我们基督徒呢，我们蒙恩得救以后，我们都要做一件事。
We know after we were saved, we have to do one thing.
我们都要过一个正常基督徒的生活。
We have to have a normal Christian life.
刚刚弟兄提到了，所以我们很自然的怎么样？我们总是需要读经祷告。
And then our brothers mentioned, naturally, we have to pray and we have to read the Bible.
我们蒙恩以后怎么样子来更认识我们的主呢？
And how we know our Lord more after we were
saved. 怎么能是主在我们身上的心意和带领呢？
How do we understand His guidance and His will?
乃是借着他的话。
That is through His words.
借着祷告，我们的灵与主相交。
And through prayers, we have fellowship with Him.
所以我们要在我们的读经和祷告生活当中，我们来学习听从他。
We need learn, listen to him through our Bible reading and prayers.
弟兄妹，最近有一位弟兄跟我问了我一个问题。
And then recently a brother asked me a question.
他说有没有一种情形啊？他说我读圣经，每天读圣经。
Is there a situation I read Bible daily?
可是呢， 我都没有能够听到主对我说话。
But I didn't hear Lord speaks to me.
哎呀，我们弟兄非常的着急。
And he is very anxious.
他觉得说是不是有什么问题？
He said something wrong with me.
弟兄姐妹，你有同样的问题吗？
Do you have the same problem?
希望没有。
I hope not.
其实我们每一个重救神的儿女。
And then all of us we warn.
神不仅将基督的生命重生在我们里头。
And then Lord not only reborn us to give His life.
神也赐给我们他的圣灵。
And He gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在一个蒙恩得救的基督徒里头。
In a Christian.
我们应该是能够听见神主对我们说的话。
We should hear the words that Lord speaks to us.
当然我们不是要好像听到一个那个好像听到神对我们叫我们明白他神永远的旨意。
It is not we will understand.
就是 suddenly 能够明白那个
mystery. Suddenly we will understand the mystery.
但是我们总是在读主的话语当中呢，我们能够听见主那微小的声音。
But we always can listen, hear His gentle voice when we read Bible.
这是我们一个正常基督徒应该有的一个经历。
This is our normal exist.
如果我们还没有的话，我们也不着急。
If you don't have it, don't worry.
我们乃是带着信心来到主的面前。
Before Him by faith.
因为我们相信主，他既然这么说了，他也必这样子来带领我们。
We believe since our Lord said so, He will lead us this way.
所以我们知道我们在我们正常的读经生活当中祷告生活当中呢，我们能够来学习听从主。
In our normal life, when we pray, when we read Bible, and then we will listen, we will hear Him.
这里呢，我们的确是需要有一点的那个在我们态度上的预备。
And we need prepare.
我就用一个弟兄的见证。
I'll use a testimony from a brother.
剑桥七节当中有一位弟兄叫做史达德弟兄。
And then in the Cambridge 7, there is a brother, it's called Stutter.
City Star. 那我们弟兄也是呢，他就去拜访了那个 F.B. Meyer 弟兄。
And then one time he visited F.B. Meyer.
然后他在他家住了一段日子。
And he stayed with him for a while.
当天还没亮，清早。
And then before morning,
麦隆呢就看见这个史达德弟兄呢，他灯就亮了。
F.B. Meyer saw brother Stad, the light is already on.
不晓得说是不是史达德弟兄呢在这个在他家有没有什么他招待不妥的地方。
And then he think maybe and he's not well taken care of.
就要在外头等了很久。
So he waited for long.
天气很冷啊，史达德弟兄也一直没有出来。
And then it's cold. One time, brother, Stud didn't come out.
所以他就等了很久，又还敲门。
And then, after he waited for a while, and he knocked. 他就问史达德
弟兄说，是不是就是有没有什么不妥的地方？
He asked, brother, Stud, and is there anything I can help you?
那他就看见史达德弟兄呢，天气很冷哈，他就还在他的坐在他的床上呢，他就在开始读主的话语。
But what he saw is it's cold, but And then our brother, and then it's wearing warm, keep warm, and sit on the bed and then reading Bible.
麦尔弟兄就问史达德弟兄说，哇，你这么早就起来读主的话语。
Brother Meyer asked brother Stud and say, yeah, you read Bible, you got up so early and read Bible.
史达德弟兄就回答麦尔弟兄说，
Brother Stud answered him.
他说我爱我的主。
Say, I love my Lord.
所以我一早要读他的话语。
So I have to read his words in the early morning.
我要来寻找他的命令，好叫我来遵守。
I have to seek His commandment so that I can do things.
所以我们看见史达德弟兄，他读主的话语非常有亮光。
And so we see when brother Stud, when he read, he will be enlightened.
我觉得这是他的一个秘诀。
And I think that is his that is the secret.
因为他定义要遵守主的命令。
Because he determined to obey the commandment of the Lord.
所以我们看见主的话语向他就打开了。
So we see the words of God open to him.
所以盼望借着我们弟兄的见证，也激励我们。
And through this testimony, it will encourage us to do so.
当我们在往后日子里头来读主的话语的时候
，And later on when we read Bible,
我们带着一个心志
，That is to come with a determination.
我们求主向我们说他的命令。
And Lord speaks to us and tell us His commandment.
好叫我们遵守。
So that we can.
我相信，当我们这样来读话语。
I believe if we read His words like this.
主一定向我们说话。
Lord must speak to us.
好。 那在这个听从主的方面呢，啊，第二方面我们也要来学习，要来听我们在我们里面那圣灵微小的声音。
Secondly, we have to learn to listen to a gentle voice inside us.
刚刚说到了，当我们重生得救的时候。
We just mentioned when we were reborn.
我们不仅从主得着一个新的生命。
Not only we receive a new life from the Lord.
神也把他的灵赐给我们。
He also gave his spirit to us.
而且住在我们里面。
And dwells in us.
永远都不离开。
And never depart.
哎呀，我们为此感谢赞美主。
For such thing, we thank him.
那为什么主把他的圣灵赐给我们呢？
And why he gave his spirit to us?
当然是有目的的。
Of course, for a purpose.
就是要叫我们能够听到那圣灵微小的声音。
That is, we can hear the gentle voice from
the Spirit. 约翰一书第二章告诉我们。
In 1 John, chapter 2 tells us,
他说这恩膏啊是真的不是假的。
He says, this anointing is truth, it's not a lie.
而且呢恩膏要在凡事上教导我。
And this has, will teach us in everything.
所以我们看见这恩膏就是这位圣灵宝惠师。
We know this anointing is the Holy Spirit.
所以宝惠师在我们里头他就是要来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit in us will teach us.
而且是在凡事上教导我。
And he teaches us in everything.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的经历呢？
Do you have such experience?
在凡事上，也就是说，包括我们生活当中各式各样的小事。
In everything is include every minor thing in our life.
圣灵在里头，他就是要来教导我们。
And then the Holy Spirit in dwells in us is in order to teach us.
如果我们能够在这些小事上顺从恩膏的教训
If we obey the anointing in minor things
我们就是听从主
That is, we listen to our Lord
我们就让基督居首位
And that is to let Christ be the first place
这就是做神的工
That is to do the work
我们能够在生活当中很小的事情上面我们就能够来与神同工
And in things we can co-work with God with
比方说我们讲到说很多的小事哈
We're talking about minor things.
比方说夫妻吵架。
For example, the argument between the couple.
我假设我们都有经验。
And I suppose we all have such experience.
弟兄们，你的经验里头是不是告诉你，当夫妻吵架的时候
？In your experience, is there something tells when you argue?
常常是因着开始的时候是因着很小的事情。
And it's starting a minor thing.
然后你讲一句。
And then one start.
他讲一句。
And then the other reply answered.
这一边呢还再讲一句
And then this one add another sentence
对方呢再说一句
And then the other one talk back
你就发现后来啊大家在争什么呢
And do you know what they are finally argued is
就是要争说谁说最后一句话
And then it's who conclude who finished the conversation
就到后来呢其实两个人争吵都已经跟原来的事情都没关系
And then at the end their argument is not related to what it started
我们总要最后那个说最后一句话的人
We want to control the conversation
好像那样子呢才是赢的
And then you feel like
你就发现、啊、这原本一个很小的一个争执
You think originally it's arguing on a minor thing
到后来就变成一个很冗长的一段争论
It becomes a long argument
在这个过程当中
But in the process
这里面你有没有经历过
Do you experience
那圣灵在里头就用微小的声音告诉你说可以了
Is the Holy Spirit tells you in a gentle voice say that's enough
不要再说了
Say no more
那我们听不听呢
Do we listen
很多时候啊我们就刹车刹不住了。
Sometimes we can't stop like a car.
血气都已经发出来了。
Because our flesh is already out.
虽然圣灵在里头忧伤的叫我们说不要说了。
Even the Holy Spirit is worried about and speaks to us say no more.
我们就豁出去了。
So we are just take our risk.
我们要继续说。
We want to continue.
该说的。
We continue say what we should not say.
不仅说了一些伤害对方的话。
When we say something to hurt our spouse.
其实也在孩子面前羞辱了主的名。
And then we all shame the name of the Lord in front of our children.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是在这样的小事上，我们能够来听从圣灵在里头微小的声音？
On such minor thing, can we listen to the gentle voice the Holy Spirit speaks to us?
如果我们顺从了，
if we obeyed him,
我们就是做神的工
，and that is to do the work of God。
就我们就是在我们生活当中这么小的事情
，even things like this。
我们在那里做神的工
，we are doing work of God。
如果我们让基督居首位
，if we let Christ be our priority.
如果我们听从那圣灵微小的声音。
If we listen to the gentle voice from the Holy Spirit.
有些时候啊，安排到我们在儿童主日学上面有一点服事。
And sometimes we have some service to teach Sunday school.
哎呀，我们可能在那里上网。
We probably get online.
我们可能在那里看一些新闻小说。
Or maybe we read news or novels.
或者电视。
Or watch TV.
圣灵在里头也会提醒我们的。
And the Holy Spirit will remind us too.
是不是在主的面前是一个忠心的好仆人呢？
Are we a faithful and good servant?
那当圣灵在里头用微小声音提醒我们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit reminds us with a gentle voice.
那我们是不是听从呢？
Do we listen to it?
如果我们听从了。
If we listen,
我们就放下了我们原本所在做的事情。
We will put aside what we were doing.
好好的在主面前来备课。
And then we will prepare our Sunday school teaching.
这就是做神的工。
That is to do the work of God.
所以我们看见在我们生活当中。
You see in our daily life.
恩膏在凡事上来教导我们。
The anointing teaches us in everything.
提醒我们去关心。一位弟兄姐妹。
To remind us, you need to go to visit a brother or sister.
或者去看望，或是打一个电话。
Or go to visit, or just make a phone call.
如果我们就听从了这圣灵微小的声音。
If we listen to this gentle voice.
这就是做神的工。
That is to do the work of God.
我赞美神。
And I praise the Lord.
今天神给我们许多恩典的机会。
And God gave us so many chances.
叫我们能够在我们日常生活当中。
Our daily life.
当我们听从我们的主。
When we listen to our Lord,
当我们让基督在我们生活中居首位。
When we put Christ to be a priority in our lives,
这就是做神的工。
That is to do the work of God.
所以你们在第三方面，在听从主的第三方面呢
？Thirdly,
主也常常会借着周围的人事物来向我们说话。
God will speak to us through circumstance, through the people and things around us.
所以我们要好好的来学习，来培养这个属灵的听觉。
So we have to learn.To train our spiritual hearing.
比方说，神会借着我们的孩子啊，也来对我们说话的。
And then sometimes the Lord will speak to us through our children.
我们知道，在孩子们身上，特别青少年哈，常常有一些不顺服的情形。
In our children, especially the teenagers, they have this disobedience.
那当青少年他们身上有一些问题的时候呢，他们不顺服的时候，父母亲怎么办？
When they are disobedient, how as a parents, how do you do?
What
do you do?
你孩子不听话的时候，你怎么办？
And your children not listen to you, what do you do?
我们就开始说。
Which is talking.
第一次是说。
We talk once.
再说。
And again.
就变成刀。
And then becomes nagging.
然后我们刀来刀去。
And then we keep nagging.
孩子还是不听。
And then they still don't listen to us.
孩子越不听呢。
The more they don't listen to us.
我们想说我们可能刀的不够，那我们就继续刀。
And then we think we probably need talk to them more.
就刀了半天，孩子还是不听话。
We keep nagging, but they still don't listen to us.
那姐妹，我们有没有想到？
But do we remember?
当孩子不听话、不顺从的时候。
If they don't obey.
我们有没有想到说是主在提醒我们？
That do we think about? That is the Lord reminds us.
是不是我们在主面前也是不听话？不顺从。
And we are disobedient before the Lord.
那常常夫妻之间也有这样的问题。
And then there is such problem between husband and wife.
做丈夫的常常希望妻子能够照着主的话顺从丈夫。
And then the husband hopes that the wife will listen to the Lord and then submit herself to the husband.
可是呢，却常常事与愿违。
But things are to do the opposite way.
这时候我们有没有被提醒？
Are we being reminded?
是不是我们在主的面前有不顺服？
Are we disobedient before Lord?
所以我们看见主会借着我们周遭的人事物来向我们说话。
And the Lord will speaks to us through people and things around us and remind us.
我们要听从主。
We need listen to the Lord.
我们要让基督在我们生活当中居首位。
We need let the Christ to be the first place in our lives.
这样我们就是做神的工。
That is to do the work of God.
这是神做工第一方面的原则。
That is the first principle. That is the work of God.
他要叫他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
And he let his son be the first place in everything.
如果我们让主在我们生活当中来居首位的话
，If Christ is the priority in our lives,
那我们就是做神的工。
That is to do the work of God.
第二方面，神工作的第二方面的原则乃是那叫基督被彰显。
The second principle is the Christ will be manifested.
我们知道罗马书告诉我们在我们身上他有一个心意。
In book of Romans, God has a purpose on us.
这个心意呢，就是要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
That is to mold us into the image of His Son.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹，我们常常在主面前有这样的一个祷告。
Praise the Lord, we often have such prayer.
就是盼望主在我们把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
We hope the Lord will mold us all into the image of His Son.
神要叫我们这些蒙召的人能够得着荣耀。
The people who were by His calling will receive glory.
得荣耀是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to receive glory?
得荣耀很简单的意思就是说，基督从我们身上彰显出来。
Simply, it is Christ will be revealed through us.
当神的儿子从我们身上彰显出来的时候，这就是荣耀。
When the Son of God is revealed through us, that is glory.
我们每一个人都是为此蒙召的。
We are all be called to do so.
当主在十字架上为我们流血舍命的时候。
When the Lord broke His body, shed His blood on the cross.
他不单单只是要赦免我们的罪。
He's not only forgive our sins.
他不单单只是要把我们从那地狱火拯救出来。
He's not only save us from hell.
他在我们身上有一个更的心意。
But He has a glorious purpose.
他把他自己的生命放在我们里面。
He put His life in us.
然后他要在我们身上来制作。
And He will work on us.
到一个地步呢，从我们这一些人身上能够彰显他的自己。
To the point that He will glorify Himself through us.
当基督被彰显出来的时候。
When Christ will be manifested.
这就是神的工作。
That is the work of God.
所以哥林多后书第四章就让我们看见神如何来完成这个荣耀的工作。
In 2 Corinthians, and then it will tell us and how He fulfilled such work.
当然我们知道首先神把一个宝贝放在你我的里头。
First of all, God put a treasure in you and in me.
神把宝贝放在瓦器。
God put the treasure in jars of clay.
是不是这样子就做完了呢？
Is that He finished His work?
我们知道不是的。
No.
神还要继续的来工作。
He will continue work.
他借着我们各式各样的环境。
Through all the circumstances.
借着我们所碰到的各式各样的人。
And through all people.
他叫我们四面受敌。
And He led us to be hard pressed.
他也允许心里作难。
He wants us to be perplexed.
他叫我们遭逼迫。
And then we will be persecuted.
甚至到个地步，好像我们被打倒了。
And then to the point that we struck down.
那神借这许多的事情在做什么呢？
What is all Lord is doing through all these things?
就是要叫我们这个瓦器被破碎。
It is to break down the jars of clay.
因为当这个瓦器破碎了。
And then when the jars of clay be broken,
我们里面的宝贝就显出来。
Then the treasure.
这就是神在我们身上所要做的工作。
The treasure in us will be revealed. That is the work of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否认识到我们这个人在神的眼中就是一个瓦器？
Do you notice that in God's eyes, we are just jars of clay?
这个瓦器还不是指着我们外面这个物质的身体。
It is not our physical body.
这里讲到这个瓦器乃是我们这个外面的人。
This is this jars of clay is talking of our being.
所以哥林多后书那边讲到外体虽然毁坏。
In for instance, and even our outer man is perishing.
所以这个外体姐妹的英文就讲出那个意思，他来讲到我们外面这个人。
It is the outward man.
就是说到我们的魂。
It is our soul.
就说到我们这个己。
It is ourselves.
就说到我们这个天然人的肉体。
It is our nature flesh.
这是圣经这里所说的外面的这个人。
That is Bible says the outer man.
这个外体呢要毁坏。
This outer body will perish.
然后里面的宝贝。
And then the treasure inside.
也讲到里面这个人。
It is called our,
讲到我们里面这个新的生命。
That new life.
就是基督的生命。
That is the life of Christ.
要从我们这个身上。彰显出来
will be revealed through us.
兄姐妹，这就是我们蒙恩得救以后，神在我们身上精心设计安排所要做的工作。
That is the work that God planned after we were received. We received the grace.
因为瓦器若不破碎
，if the jars of clay not be broken，
宝贝就不出来。
The treasure will not be revealed.
兄姐妹，这个瓦器说到呢
？What is talking about the jars of clay？
他能说到他是卑贱。
It's talking about it's low.
他对神而言呢是没有什么用处的。
It's useless to God.
但很多时候我们的观念不是这样子。
And sometimes we don't think so.
我们虽然承认我们是瓦器。
We admit we are jars of clay.
但是我们常常还觉得我们这个是一个有用的瓦器。
Sometimes we think this jars of clay is useful.
就是凭着我们天然人。
So by our flesh.
凭着我们天然的热心。
By our zeal.
我们要为主做这个。
We want do this to work for the Lord, do that to the Lord.
就像在蒙恩得救以前的扫罗。
And then it's like a Saul who received the grace.
他在那里大发热心要侍奉神。
He had a zeal to serve God.
他做什么呢？
What did he do?
他逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christians.
他与神的旨意敌对。
And then he against the will of God.
他还以为是侍奉神。
But he thought he was serving God.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们的碗，这个瓦器。
That is the jars of clay.
它是卑贱的。
It is.
但是我们认识的不够。
And then we don't understand.
为什么我这么说？我们认够吗？
Why do I say we don't understand? About this.
我知道，在我们这样的聚会里头啊，我们都多少都承认，我们也会说我们是瓦器。
Many times we admit we are the jars of clay.
但是你发现啊，当这个神啊允许我们这些瓦器凑在一起的时候
，When God let all the jars of clay get together，
你发现我们彼此还会争执的，对不对
？We all fight for something.
一件事情出来了
，There's one thing come out.
你有你的看法
，You have your opinion.
我有我的看法
，I have mine.
你有你的想法
，You have your thoughts.
我有我的想法
，I have mine.
然后呢，怎么样？
What's as a result?
那我们就坚持我们自己的看法。
Then we insist our own opinions.
虽然我们承认
，Even we admit,
我是瓦器。
I am a jar of clay.
但你也是瓦器。
But you are a jar of clay.
我这个瓦器比你这个瓦器好。
This clay is better than that one.
我的看法呢，比你的看法高明。
My opinion is better than yours.
我们不够认识，我们不过就是一个瓦器。
But that is we don't stand. We're just jars of clay. We're low.
这瓦器在神的手中是不能用的。
God cannot use this jars of clay.
这是讲到瓦器的第一。
That is the first aspect of jars
of clay. 第二方面，我们看见这个瓦器呢，它是不透明的。
Secondly, the jars of clay are not transparent.
不管你把什么东西放到这个瓦器里
No matter what you put inside the jar
再宝贵再美丽的东西
No matter how beautiful, how precious
你再把它放到瓦器里头以后
After you put it in the jars of clay
怎么样
What it is
再也看不见了
You can't see it
都被这个瓦器给遮住了
It will be covered by the jars of clay
弟兄姐妹难怪许多时候世人从我们身上看不见基督
No wonder many times people will notSee Christ through us.
甚至有人说，如果基督徒是这个样子的话，那我不用信了，因为我还比他好。
Even some people say, if Christian is like such person, I don't want to be because I'm better than that one.
兄弟们，不是因为我们里头没有宝贝。
It is not because we don't have a treasure in us.
当我们信主的时候
，When we receive the salvation,
神实在是把他的爱子就放在你我的里头。
Already put His begotten Son in us.
兄弟们，那是何等的宝贝。
That's how precious.
我们认我们是有宝贝在里头。
We have a treasure in us.
但为什么我们周围人看不见这个宝贝呢
？But why people don't see it?
就是因为我们这个瓦器没有破碎。
Because these jars of clay are not be broken.
我们这个瓦器把这个宝贝的荣美给遮住了。
These jars of clay cover the glory of the treasure.
所以神需要借着各式各样的人事物和环境。
That's why God needs through many things and people.
在我们身上来工作。
And then He has to work on us.
为了就是叫这个瓦器能够被破碎。
In order to break down the jars of clay.
弟兄姐妹，你不要在神面前埋怨说，哎呀，我的配偶这个样子。
Don't complain before God and say, my spouse, why is my spouse like this?
害我不能好好的来追求主，好好，这害我不能属灵。
And then because of him or her, I can be spiritual.
弟兄姐妹，这个配偶就是神特别为你制作安排的。
That spouse is God planned for you.
为了就是要叫你这个瓦器能够被神破。
In order to break you, the jars.
有些弟兄姐妹蒙恩得救以后
，Some brothers and sisters after receive salvation，
这个夫妻关系还是不好。
Their relating spouse still remain. And he feels suffer.
他就跑来跟我交通。
And then they will have fellowship with me.
翁立兄啊。我们两个人结婚是我们还没有得救以前结的婚。
He said, "Brother, we got married when we were not Christian.
Before we were Christian." 他的意思是什么吗
？Do you know what he want to say?
我这个配偶啊，很可能不是主为我预备。
My spouse probably is not prepared. Is the Lord the one the Lord you have for me?
结婚时候我还不是基督徒嘛。
Because when I get married, I'm not a Christian yet.
这可能是弄错了。
And then probably the Lord made mistakes.
难怪我们现在的关系不好。
No wonder we don't have a good relationship.
难怪我的配偶在那里牵连我，害我不能好好的来跟随主。
No wonder my spouse is drag me back.
姐妹，你猜我怎么回答他
？Do you know how I answered him?
我说，你的配偶正是神特别精心为你安排的。
Your spouse is the one that Lord prepared for you.
还没出母腹之前
even we were in the womb of our mother
神就知道
God
所以神安排了我们有这样的亲
That's why he arranged we have such parents
神为我们安排这样的一个配偶
And he gave us such spouse
啊，神也赐给我们啊，非常特别的孩子们
He gave us special children
为的是什么
What for
就是要叫我们这个瓦器能够被破碎
So that this jar of clay will be broken
兄弟们我们要必须要认识到这件事情
We have to understand this
这就是神在我们身上所要做一件荣耀的事
This is the glorious work that Lord will do
因着神的爱在里头激励我们
Because his love encourages us
叫我们也有一点爱我们的主
So that we will love our Lord back a little
然后呢神就叫万事都互相效力
Then God will let all things work for good
要叫我们这些爱主的人得着益处
So that we will be beneficial for those who love the Lord
这益处是什么呢
What is that benefit?
就是叫我们这个瓦器被破碎
That is to let this jar of clay to be broken
叫宝贝能够显出来
So that the treasury will be revealed
叫我们这些蒙召的人能够得着那个荣耀
So that all people who were called grace will receive the glory
这就是神今天在我们身上正在做的事情
That is what the Lord is doing to us
所以弟兄姐妹我们必须要服在神大能的手下
We have to obey under his mighty hands
我们要服在神所量给我们这一切的环境里头
We have to obey in the circumstance that God arranged to us
我们总是要学习顺服
We have to learn to be obedient
我们盼望抓住每一个机会来顺服
We want to take all the opportunity to learn our obedience
因为我们主的生命是顺服的生命
Because the life of our Lord is the life of obedience
他本有神的形象
And he has the image of God
他却不以自己与神同等为强夺
But he is not consider himself equal with God
他反倒虚己
But he emptied himself
取了人的形象
And then take a form of a man
他更是降卑
But he low himself
成为一个奴仆的样子
take a form of a slave
他存心顺服
he obey
存心顺服什么意思呢
and what does it mean to
在每一件事情上他来顺服
everything he obeys in everything
不管什么事情发生在他身上
no matter what happened to him
就是他在那里传神的道的时候
even when he preached the way of God
人拒绝他
when people rejected him
人不相信他
they didn't believe him
他仍然顺服
But he still obeyed.
所以他在那里他就在父的面前就喜乐了。
So he has the joy before the Father.
所以我们看见他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So he's willing to obey, and then he to the point he died and died on the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来效法我们的主。
We have to imitate our Lord.
我们盼望抓住每一个机会，
we,
我们来顺服。
We hope to take all chances to obey the Lord.
不仅妻子要顺服丈夫
And not only wives need to submit to your husband.
主的话告诉我们要彼此的顺服
And then the Lord tells us we have to obey to each other.
我们要常常顺服
We have to obey often.
弟兄姐妹，这样子叫神能够在我们身上来破碎我们这个瓦器
So that Lord will break the jars of
好叫里面的宝贝能够显出那个荣耀了。
So that the jars of glass, so the treasure side will be manifested.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神的工作。
That is the work of God.
虽然这个破碎的过程是痛苦的。
Even the process to be breaking down, it's painful.
连保罗也说，那的确，瓦器破碎的过程是一个痛苦的过程。
Even Paul says, the process to breaking down a jar of clay is painful.
但他想到那将要成就在他身上成就在你我身上的那个荣耀
But when you think about the glory that will be accomplished on him and on us
他这个苦楚呢不过是自战自清的
This affliction is a momentary and light
是我们靠着主的恩典是可以忍受的
And we can endure by the grace of God
我们看见保罗在他里头有这样一个荣耀的指望
We know Paul has such glorious hope
他说当神的工作成就在他身上的时候
When God's work accomplished on him
他那是极重无比永远的荣耀
He said glory is exceed an eternal weight of glory
这样一个荣耀的旨意就吸引着保罗
This glorious weight and draw Paul close to Lord
他就靠着主的恩典忍受那自战自清的苦
So he endured this this momentary and light affliction by the grace of God.
他的主奔那摆在他前面的路程。
So he ran to the goal towards him.
弟兄姐妹，愿主也这样子开启我们。
May the Lord will enlighten in us.
叫我们都能够看见那极重无比永远的荣耀成就在我们身上。
Let us to see this exceeding eternal and weight of glory will be accomplished on us.
好，叫我们能够存心忍耐。
So that we will determine to endure.
叫我们能够忍耐这至暂至轻的苦楚。
To endure this momentary light.Afflictions,
来奔那摆在我们前面的路程
and to run the way which is set before us.
这就是神在我们身上所要做的工
That is the work that the Lord will accomplish.
叫他的儿从我们身上被彰显出来
So that His Son manifested through us.
那神工作三方面的一个原则呢，还是说到这一切的工作必须是依靠圣灵
The third principle is all these works.It has to be by the Spirit.
你们靠着你我，我们不可能能够来做成这十字架的工作。
By you and I, there is no way we can accomplish the work of cross.
因为太痛苦。
Because it's very painful.
靠着我们自己是不可能的。
This is impossible through ourselves.
而且神也没有把这样的一个工作呢交给任何的人。
And God didn't give such work to any people.
弟兄姐妹，你不要对你的配偶说，我就是你的十字架。
Don't tell to your spouse, I'm the cross of you.
神就是要用我呢来破碎你这个瓦器。
God will use me to break down the jar of clay. That's you.
弟兄姐妹，我们是神所宝贝的。
And then we are treasured by the Lord.
每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女。
Each child of God.
神没有把我们交给任何的人。
And God didn't hand us over to anyone.
乃是神亲自的要做成那一件荣耀的工作。
But God Himself will accomplish glorious work.
所以主的话就说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠他的灵。方能成事。
So, Lord tells us it's not by might nor by power.But it's by the Spirit.
这里我必须跟弟兄姐妹来特别澄清一件事情。
I would like to clarify one thing.
每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女。
Each child of God.
我们都因着神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
我们都盼望也愿意为神做一些工作。
We hope we will do some work to the Lord.
但是为神工作和做神的工可以是截然不同的事情。
You work for God, and then you do the work of God can be different.
我常常以马太福音第七章主所说的话作为我服事主的座右铭。
And then sometimes I would like to use Matthew chapter 7 and to be the principle of my business.
在那里主说到那个时候，就是主之后呢，他必有许多人对他说：“主啊，主啊，我们奉你的名医病赶鬼行异能嘛。”
At that time, when Lord returns, and so many people say, "Lord, Lord, by your name we heals, we cast out demons."
主怎么说呢
？What Lord told them?
主说你们这些作恶的人。
Lord said, "You wicked servants."
离开我去吧。
And then depart from me.
哎呀，我们常常觉得很稀奇。
We are amazed.
这些人奉主的名。
They by the Lord's name.
他们为主做了这么多工。
They did so many works.
而且那工作还有果效的。
And then those work and has a good result.
但主却说他们是作恶的人。
But Lord says you wicked.
他们为主做了这么多工。
And then they did so much.
按照人的想法呢，没有功劳也有苦劳。
But man says if we didn't.It didn't work out, but we work hard.
但主却说他们这些是作恶的人。
But work says you do evil.
为什么
？Why Lord says so?
因为他们是照着自己的意思做的。
Because they did all things by their own will.
他们靠着他们自己的想法做的。
By their own opinion.
甚至他们可能是靠着自己的力量做的。
By their own strength.
主说这些是作恶的人。
The Lord says you wicked servants.
所以我们必须要。认识一个关键。
There is a key for us to understand.
就当我们做工的时候。
When we work.
这个动机是出于谁
who motivate us?
做法是出于谁
And then what is the methodology from whom?
我们做这件事的能力是出于谁
And then where our strengths from?
弟兄姐妹，我们主自己就是我们一个最好的榜样。
And the Lord set us the good example.
主在地上的时候，他公开服事三年半的时间，他是如何做神的工呢
？And how the Lord do His work when He in His 3.5-year service?
主耶稣说，只凭着自己不能做什么。
Then He said the Son will not do things by Himself.
他说他唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
And only He's seeing what Father. does and the Son does.
我们看见是父神他在那里 motivate， 父神在那里带领子在地上做神。
No, it's the Godfather motivate and then guided the God's Son does.
父所做的事，子也照样做。
And then the Son does things what the Father does.
所以我们看见主耶稣在地上就给我们做了一个最好的榜样。
And then our Lord set us a good example.
主又说我凭着自己不能做什么。
And Lord says, I will do nothing by myself.
他不能靠着自己做神的工。
I cannot do anything by myself.
他说呢，他怎么听见父怎么审判，他就怎么审判。
And then he judged, and then by what he hear from, what the Father judged.
而且他不求自己的意思。
And he's not seek his own will.
他只求父的意思。
And only seek the will of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们主在地上做神的工。
And when see when our Lord does the work, God,
他所做的乃是本于父。
It is from God.
也倚靠父。
And then by God.
然后呢，荣耀也归给父。
Gave glory to Father.
所以这是一个主为我们所下立下一个最好的榜样。
This example that the Lord have set for us.
所以神借着撒利亚也对我们说。
So that Lord speak to us through Zechariah.
我们不是靠着我们的势力。
Not by our force.
也不是靠着我们的才能。
It's not by our abilities.
我们乃是靠着神的灵来做神的工。
By the Spirit of God and to do the work of God.
那什么叫做倚靠圣灵来做神的工呢？
What is to do work by the Spirit?
我想有一件很简单的事情。
And there's one simple thing.
就是祷告。
That is to pray.
因为我相信你们都会祷告。
I know you all know how to pray.
但是我们对祷告的认识，祷告的意义是什么呢？
But do we know the significance of prayer?
当然我们知道祷告是一个基督徒很大很大一个属灵的一个功课。
We know that is a magnificent spiritual lesson we ought to learn.
但祷告简单的说，
Simply speaking,
他说出一个很简单的一个关键。
Is a very simple,secret.
来到主面前祷告的时候，
When we put the Lord,
我们是表明一件事。
That is to tell us one thing.
就是在我是不能。
It is impossible in me.
但是呢，相信你能。
But you, it's everything is possible in you.
这是我们为什么我们祷告。
That is why we pray.
承认我们不行。
We admit that we are not able to.
相信主行。
But we believe that it's possible in the Lord.
所以我们看见当主在地上做神工作的时候。
And so when we see the Lord does the work of God.
在他行神迹异能之前。
When he performs signs, before he performs signs.
我们看见他常常的在深夜就来到父神面前祷告。
He often in the midnight and he pray before the Father.
不仅是大事他到父神面前祷告。
Not only for great things.
就是很小的事情他也在父的面前祷告。
Even minor things.
所以我们看见当主借着五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
And then through the five loaves and two fish, and he fed 5,000 people.
我们知道这是一个大神迹。
We know that is a great,
在主行这个大神迹之前呢，我们知道已经在父的面前祷。
Before he performed the sign, he already prayed before the Father.
但有一件事情是我们常常疏忽的。
But one thing we often ignore.
就当主行了这个大神迹之后。
After he performed such miraculous signs.
众人就要来拥他做王。
And then people will force him to be the king.
有没有我们常常也面临这样的一个试验。
And then sometimes we have such temptation.
当我们有一点点服侍的时候。
When we have some service.
可能我们分享了一个信息。
Maybe you share a message.
或是我们传福音。
Or you share gospel.
哇，好多人得救了。
And so many people were saved.
你的感觉怎么样？
How do you feel?
那弟兄姐妹呢？聚完会也来到你旁边。
And then the brother sister after the meeting they come to you.
说得真好啊。
And it says, well say.
哎呀，怎么样怎么样。
And then you did such good job.
这时候你就面临一个试验。
And then that is a test.
当众人要拥主耶稣做王的时候。
When people forced the Lord to be the king.
我们主耶稣怎么样？
What did Lord do?
他就退开了。
He retreated.
退到哪里去呢？
To where?
他退到旷野，父神的面前。
And then he retreated to the wilderness before Father.
做什么呢？
What did he do?
祷告。
Pray.
虽然人称赞他。
Even people praised him.
虽然人要用他做。
Even people wanted him to be the king.
他不以这个 作为荣耀，作为满足。
And he's not satisfied. He doesn't consider things like that as a glory.
他乃是回到那差他来的那位父神面前。
But he retreated back to the Father who sent him.
他说：“父啊，你喜不喜欢？”
And it says, "And Father, is this please you?"
父啊，你满不满意？
Are you satisfied?
为了 Dumbo 弟兄姐妹在饭食上的服侍啊，我常常感谢主。
And I praise the Lord for your love feast service.
我相信弟兄姐妹也引以为傲。
And then you're probably proud of yourself.
因为在 Dumbo 聚会，我们那个艾叶啊是非常非是很好的。
Because our food are delicious.
好，那我们在主面前，我们真的是尽心尽力预备了一个很好的一道菜。
We prepare a dish with all our heart.
艾宴中跟弟兄姐妹享用。
We bring here and then we all share.
然后有人知道了。
And someone knows this.
人家来要夸你了。
And then they will come to praise you.
这时候你怎么办呢？
And then what do you do?
哎呀，我们当着嘴巴说，哎呀，没有没有。
And then we say, oh, that's not so good.
这是随便做的。
I just, it's just a normal dish.
那这时候我们的心是如何的？
But what about our hearts?
我们是不是像我们的主一样？
Is our hearts like our Lord?
我们就退到父的面前。
We retreat before to the Father.
虽然这是一个小小的服事。
And then it said, Lord, even this is a minor service.
你满不满意？
Are you satisfied?
你满意，我就满意。
If it's pleased you, then I'm satisfied.
我们看见这是我们主做神工作的一个榜样。
And we know this is an example that our Lord does the work of God.
他不让工作摸着他。
And he doesn't want the works touching.
他不让人的对他工作的果效的称赞摸着他。
He does not want those praise people to touch him.
他只对这位差他来者的父负责。
He only responds to the Father sent him.
他盼望叫父的心意得着满足。
And he wants the will of God be satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们在祷告上面乃是这样子来到神的面前。
We come before the Lord through prayers.
依靠神的灵。
By the Spirit of God.
一方面承认我们的不行。
And then on one hand to say that we are unable to.
我们还有一个问题。
There is another problem that we have.
我问你说，我们大事啊，我们解决不了的时候呢，怎么样？我们来祷告。
And then, as a Christian, when there is a very difficult thing we can't handle,
就是我们没办法的时候呢，我们来靠神。
When we can't handle things, then we come depend on God.
那意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
就是我们有办法的时候。
It means when we can handle things,
我们就不用靠神了。
We don't need to come to rely on God.
举一个很小的例子。
Take example.
我们当中许多做父母亲的。
Many parents among us.
我们都知道我们在神面前有一个责任。
We know we have a duty before the Lord.
就是教养孩子。
We have to raise our children.
因为我们知道孩子是耶和华所赐的产业。
We know our children is the inheritance that God gave to us.
托管给我们。
Actually, it's God entrusted his children to us.
那我们在管教孩子的事情上。
When we discipline our children,
我们祷不祷告呢？
Do we pray?
当孩子不听话的时候，
When your children disobey you,
当孩子需要纠正的时候，
When he needs to be corrected,
我们是靠着我们的势力，
Do we do by our own
strength? 我们是靠着我们的才能，
By our own ability,
我们去找许多世上的一些教孩子的这些书。
We go find reference books in the world.
或者说我们去找一些有经验的弟兄姐妹。
Or find experienced brothers or sisters.
这些并不是不好。
I'm not saying that those are not good.
就因为这里都让我们看见说，我们仍然在靠着我们的势力和才能。
But it led me to see this is we're still by our own ability and our own will.
我们只有看到说。我们来倚靠我们的主。
Do we think about we need come here to rely on the Lord?
原谅我做一个小小的见证。
And then excuse me, have a testimony.
我们家孩子稍微多一点。
We have many children.
在孩子的教养管教上面呢，我们姐妹啊，付上了很多。
For reason, raise our children, my wife did a lot of work.
我们的确是应该在主的面前啊。要忠心。
We need be faithful before the Lord.
我们有责任要按着主的意思来教养我们的孩子。
It is our duty to raise our children, by God's will.
这是我们将来见主面的时候要交账。
And then we have to be judged when we see him.
但是实在的来说，
but Actually,
我们可以从外面这样子来纠正我们的孩子，这样子来管教我们的孩子。
We can correct, we can teach our children that way.
甚至照着神的话。 有时候还要用杖教。Even
sometimes according to the Bible, we have to discipline our children by staff.
但我发现啊，孩子身上，他生命里头有真实的改变的话呢，其实是借着祷告而来的。But
I discovered that if my children has a true change in their life, that is through our prayers.
是神自己做的。That
is God Himself did.
弟兄姐妹，因为叫生命成长的。
Because to make the life grow is our God. And I hope in minor things like this, no longer by our own strength, let us to learn by the Holy Spirit. And we let God do His work by through our prayers.
因为圣灵会照着神的意思替众圣徒祈求。
And then because the Holy Spirit will intercede for all saints by God's will.
而当我们祷告的时候,
when we pray,
圣灵也在里头用说不出的叹息来替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit intercedes for us with sighs.
也感谢主, 当母弟兄姊妹能够在礼拜二的晚上聚在一起, 在神面前有个团体的祷告。
And then I thank the Lord on Tuesday evenings, and brothers and sisters has a corporate prayer meeting.
我们总是盼望在主的面前来先敬拜赞美我们的。
And then we hope we can worship of the Lord.
让主在我们聚会当中居首位，他得着他的宝座。
And then at the beginning we want to pray, and then may the Lord give His glorious throne among us.
因为当主在聚会中居首位的时候，
when Lord be the first place in our gathering,
看见圣灵就与我们同在。
And we will see the Holy Spirit's presence among us.
圣灵就在我们当中来带领我们如何祷告。
The Holy Spirit will guide us how to pray.
圣灵就在那里帮助我们， 叫我们能够随时的多方的为众圣徒祈求。
And then the Holy Spirit will lead us, and then we will pray in everything, in every way.
当我们在圣里靠着圣灵为众圣多方祷告祈求的时候，
by the Holy Spirit, when we pray in all things,
这就是做神的工。
That is to the work of God.
弟兄姐妹， 只要是出于主的，
if it thinks it's from the Lord,
只要我们是倚靠主，
it is when we rely on the Lord,
就算是我们生活中最小的事情，
even in minor things,
我们都能够讨神的喜悦。
We can please our God.
相反的，
opposite,
如果不是出于主，
if it's not from the Lord,
如果我们是靠着我们自己而不是靠着主，
it is if it's from us,
这是我们为主做再大的工作，
no matter how great the work is,
这是我们为主做再大的工作再有果效，
even though the work that we do has good result,
也不能讨神的喜悦。
It will not please God.
等你们主回来日子实在是近了。
And then the day is it's coming soon when the Lord returns.
当我们想到我们见主面后，
When we think of you, we need to see Him face to face.
等你们我们应该知道我们总要见面。
We know we have to see Him face to face.
我们会是欢欢喜喜的呢？
Are we singing with joy?
还是我们会是羞羞惨惨？
Or with shame?
我们会听见主对我们说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。”
Will we hear the Lord says to us, "You good and faithful servant"?
还是我们会听见主对我们说：“你这又恶又懒的仆人。”
Or Lord says, "You wicked and lazy servant."
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们一起在主面前再有祷告。
Let's pray.
主，是的，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，感谢你把你自己赐给我们。
We thank you. You give yourself to us.
主，你更加你的圣灵住在赐给我们，住在我们里面。
And then you even give the Holy Spirit to us and dwells in us.
主啊，愿我们真是能够在我们的生活当中。
In our lives,
在我们的侍奉里头,
in our service,
主啊,
and then we you be the first place in our lives.
主啊，愿意瓦器被破碎。
Let us, I mean, let these jars of clay be broken.
好叫在我们里面的宝贝能够被显出来。
So that the treasure in us will be manifested.
主叫我们也能够知道，不是依靠我们的势力，不是依靠我们的才能。
Let us to know, and when we do works, it's not by might nor by power.
主啊，唯有靠你的圣灵。
And but it is by your spirit.
主，只有你的灵方能成事。
Only your spirit will accomplish works.
主，愿你成就你自己的工作在我们身上。
May you accomplish your work on us.
主，好叫你的荣耀能够借着我们这些卑微的瓦器能够彰显。
So that your glory will be manifested through this lowly jars of clay.
愿我们在你面前能够这样子来等候你的回来。
And then that is to wait for your return.
好叫我们见你一面的时候。
So that when we see you.
主，我们是欢欢喜喜。
We are seeing you with joy.
而不是羞羞惨惨。
But it's not shame.
愿你帮助我们。
Help us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的。
And then we pray in the precious name of the Lord.